You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show, and today I am broadcasting from magnificent Atlanta, Georgia, otherwise known as the ATL. And if you are listening to this recording, you know what I know? That the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive the downloads, the insight, the revelation, the how-tos of how you can really live and fully walk in an abundant and purposeful life. Well, it is a beautiful blue sky hot day here in the ATL. It is my understanding that fall is on its way. Well, I am doing really great here in Atlanta. I want to thank all of you so much for your wonderful emails and comments about how this show is changing your life. And you know, for me, that's what it's all about. When I felt led of God to really begin to just share with you about the law of attraction and how you can begin to use spiritual universal laws, I said that every Sunday that I was going to come to you and give you everything that I have, my very best of excellence with experts from all over the world. So email me, Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and just let me know how this show is shifting and changing your life. Boy, if you have a great law of attraction manifestation, I would love to have you come on the show and share that experience with listeners. So today, anybody in a relationship, you want to enhance or enrich the relationship that you are in, or are you single and you really desire a relationship? Well, my very special guest is Vincent Jenna, and he's going to give us some tips for relationship happiness. So you guys have got to stay tuned. Let's see, where do I want to start? I want to remind you about following me on social media. On Instagram is LOA Constance. On Facebook is Coach with Constance. You will see me in a different light, and each week I share some motivational stuff with you. You'll see pictures of me and my dog, and I'll give you just insight into how you can begin to tap into the unlimited potential that's on the inside of you. What else? Well, this week I had another VIP coaching intensive here in Atlanta. It was so awesome. While I'm thinking about it, go to Fulfilling Your Purpose to check it out. My client flew in. She flew in, and I met her at the beautiful country club. We worked together from, I think it was about 10 until 7 p.m. And it was customized and personalized. As a matter of fact, I brought in 4 experts that aligned with her intention to assist her, in addition to all of the teaching, training, and coaching that I was giving her. So 2 of the experts were via FaceTime, but 2 experts actually came to the country club and really worked with her. She left satisfied. And so now for the next couple of months, I'm going to be working very intimately with her to walk out, you know, what happened. So if you're interested in spending the day here in Atlanta, or if you would like to coach with me all day long via Skype or Zoom, go to my website and check it out. I would love to spend the day with you. Additionally, while you're on my website, check out my other coaching packages. Of course, you can always purchase my two books, Attracting Genuine Love and then Secrets of Success. That book, it took me 10 years. It didn't have to, but it took me 10 years to finish that book. And it is really, I would say it is a compilation of my 20 years of coaching and counseling folks, and I just give you some really great how-tos. I teach you how to take a look at your past, how to really examine what's going on now, and how to set intentions for your future. So check it out. And lastly, I think it's lastly, if this show is shifting and changing and really transforming your life, I'm going to really thank you in advance for your gift, for your donation. And what I do with the donations, I pay it forward for other people who might live in third world countries who cannot afford coaching. I will also use it for any free seminars that I may have for people in person to really train and coach them so that they can move to next level living. You know, I'm just a firm believer in whoever is feeding my soul and feeding my spirit, that is where I plant my financial seed. And so I think all you need to do is hit the red donate button. I think it's red, the red donate button. And is there anything else? Yes, always remember that I have over probably 530 archive shows. Oh my God, I'm getting close to 600 over a 10-year period, that during the week, you know, repetition is the key, that during the week they're archived and you can go back and just listen to them again and again. You can take notes, you can use them in your quiet time, you can use what you've listened to in your hour of power. You know, the subconscious spirit, the subconscious mind is really impacted by repetition. Whatever you think, whatever you believe, whatever you feel over and over is what the subconscious will believe that is true. You really tattoo on your subconscious what you hear, you impress on it. And then from that impression, an outward expression is made in your life. So why not have a constant marathon where you just listen, you know, to show after show after show? Sometimes I go back and listen a couple of years back and I'm just amazed at what I've said when I have talked, but also I'm just amazed at some of the awesome nuggets that my guests have shared. And what are you doing? You're renewing your mind. You're renewing your spirit to truth. And just like the Bible says, the truth that you know, not just the truth, but the truth that you know and own will set you free. And it is the will of God that you're free. And so check it out. When you go on the network, there are many ways that you can listen. You can listen Blog Talk, iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, so many different ways. And I think that is about it. So I want you to get ready to really learn about relationships, because that's the number one question that I get. How can I attract genuine love? How can I enrich love? And how can I bring more money into my life? So you're going to get the answer to that today. So everybody, I want you to stay tuned.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I'm back and I am so excited about my very special guest for today. My very special guest is Linda Warden, and Linda was a student of Neville Goddard, and he's going to share with us some powerful information about the theater of the mind and just about the metaphysical. And we all know that we want to know about manifesting our best lives, and have to give DeCarlo Eskridge, you know, a shout out, because he's the one who sent me a text and told me about Lindell and all of his deep revelation that he has. And we're just blessed to have him here today. So, Lindell, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, thank you very much. And I am pleased to be here and an opportunity to spread the word.
Yeah. So let's just dive right in. So what was it like, before I get started with all of my questions, what was it like for you to be a student of Neville?
Well, actually, at first, most of it just went right over my head.
Mm-hmm.
But then I heard that imagining creates reality, and that interested me. And so I started listening. I went to lectures and listened on the tapes that I got, and that was it. I decided that I was going to stick with this long enough to see if it works, and it worked.
It does. So let's just get into it. You sent me some of your CDs. And I don't even think Lindell has a website, right, Lindell? I think Lindell is just about sharing this revelation to people so that they can begin to live the abundant life. So thank you so much for the CDs. And so you talk about the theater of the mind. What is that for listeners? Explain that.
Imagination. Imagination. That's God Himself. That's the Jesus. I am with you always. I will never leave you. Omnipresence. If you really get into it, you don't need more.
Hmm.
It's an as within, so without drama. The question is simply, are you directing, or are your senses and your environment directing you? The message is, as within, so without. Our world individually is coming through us, not to us. As within, so without is the really worth, it's really worthy of your remembering. It's the secret. Be consistent, be persistent, as you give yourself to be first person, present tense, experiencing. Seek and you shall find. Do you get that? You shall find. There's no question to it. Just start seeking.
And you know, most people are, you know, this is the law of attraction, and people are talking about, how can I manifest more? You know, I want to demonstrate this or that. So you're saying, as a man or a woman thinketh, so is he or she.
That's it. That's it. As you think in your heart, your feeling nature, that's what you're doing. That's how you impress yourself. You make suggestions to yourself, morning, noon, and night. You don't realize, choose this day. God gave all of us, choose this day. And you are choosing. It's not a request that you choose. You're being told that's what you're doing. You're choosing your day. So if you don't start out with a smile, look out.
And so, Linda, so listeners are choosing their day by their thoughts, by their moods, by their imagination. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. That is absolutely. Look, here's the thing. Absolute love loves absolutely. And we're being told that all denial is self-denial. We're denying ourselves. We're told that when you pray, believe that you have already received that for which you're asking. So if you don't leave with it, you missed it.
And so, you know, you brought up prayer. So are all prayers answered? And are we praying without thinking in our moods?
Actually, all prayer is answered. And you get what you expect, not necessarily what you want. So you have to be expectant.
When
you pray, praying, well, actually, we're really praying ceaselessly. And we're actually told in Scripture that we're praying ceaselessly. That's ongoing. You're on all the time. Every word we're told must be taken into account. Every word. So, in other words, watch your mouth.
So, Linda, are we always creating?
Absolutely. You're on all the time. And it's only our double-mindedness that nothing gets completed. That was I suffered that for many years. Double-mindedness, lazy-mindedness. You know, you have to really want something. You have to have a passion for something to actually expend the time to actually go into silence, close the door, when you're alone, speak to your Father, which is in heaven. If you can speak to God in the closet, where would you need to go?
That ain't nothing but the truth. And so you said earlier that imagination is God, and I know Neville talked. I've learned so much from his work about imagination. Expound on imagination in our lives.
Well, you're doing so. You're doing so constantly. You're imagining everything that you do. You're always thinking ahead of your evidence. And you're on all the time. So your imagination is what you use to maneuver your world. Not by sight, by thought. It's attitude awareness and imaginational control is what everyone is looking for. If you get control of your ideas, your attitudes, assumptions, moods, you can conquer the world. And that's all of it. It's yours.
It's just attitude. It's an attitude. So for a listener who at the beginning of the year desires, let's just say, a different career, should they begin to, with their mood, their feeling, and their attitude, begin to think from that? I know Neville talks about thinking from the end, living from.
Yes, that's it. Thinking from. Whatever you're thinking from, whatever has your attention has your life. And you can try to deny it. Whatever has your attention has your life. If you want better, pick out better things for your attention to focus on. You see, that's really our problem. We're just not focused. I mean, you get 1,000 thoughts a day, but which ones do you actually attach to? Which ones grab your attention? Because that's going to be your life. If you're not choosing what you're going to think and feel, then you don't know where you're going. If you're choosing what you're thinking feelingly, then you know where you're going. You know what you're doing. You know what to expect. And believe me, that's what you get, what you expect, not necessarily what you want.
Wow.
Unless they have to be the same thing.
So are you saying that some people could want something, but then their expectation is different from the want, and they're going to get...
Okay, that Neville had said that you must take in the voice behind the voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're asking for this, but then the voice behind the voice is saying, what? Are you kidding? I mean, who are you trying to fool? And that's what we do. We listen, and if you even listen for a moment, you're out of there.
Mm. I know you talk a lot about thinking whatever, thinking on whatsoever is lovely and a good report. So if a listener really would desire something, but then the appearances are just, you know, contradictory to what they desire. Expound on thinking on what's good and disregarding appearances.
Yeah, because it is as you think you are. I mean, if you wanted to sum it all up, that's it. You were given choose this day. And by the way, it's always this day. You've never experienced a yesterday. You've never experienced a tomorrow. It's always this day. And that's what you're told, choose this day. And you're doing so. But are you aware of what you're choosing? Because it's your life. Live it like you really mean it. Make a statement and stand by it. It's the same. Well, when you go exercise, don't you have to drag yourself out there to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, you can drag yourself in a quiet place. You know, you're told, be still and know that I am God. Now, You see, the messages are simple. I mean, if you were leaving your child a message, wouldn't you make it as simple as possible so you couldn't possibly miss it?
I would.
Well, as you think you are. that pretty well nails it down.
So true. And on your CDs, you talked about disregarding appearances. So when stuff shows up in our life and it's not what we want, what do we do? Do we put our attention on what we want? What would that look like, Lyndall?
Well, actually, you're told not to judge by appearances. If you're judging by appearances, you just keep repeating it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's you have to change your thinking in line with what you call your dream, your mission, your goal. You know, we're told that when the people fail to dream, they start to die.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very important that you be active, that your imagination is active, that you're in your imagination and seek and you shall find. And what do you find? You find yourself doing, being, having your ideal, your dream, your mission, your goal, and I sure hope that you have a dream. I really do, because if you don't, slip sliding away.
Well, you know, you mentioned...
I'm told I'm kind of like a bear. I just come on.
Well, Linda, you mentioned earlier about whatever has your attention has your life. And I know that Neva talked a lot about attention. So expound on that. So, you know, if somebody desires more money, but they just have just a stack of bills coming in every week, what would
what
that look like?
At. Yeah, that's what they're looking at. Their stack of bills coming in every week. And that's what has their attention. And all they're doing is repeating that same thing. You get it paid off, here it is again. Get it paid off, here it is again. Because that's the way it works. Mm-hmm. So you have to get in the correct mood. You know, what has your attention has your life. If you're in the mood of prosperity, you'll have prosperity. If your mood is down, it'll just be despair. Attitude, awareness, and imaginational control. Your attitude about life in general. That's what you're going to experience. And then that people talk about dying. Well, you don't die. I mean, the body dies, but you're not body. That's your suit. And what you do, there's nothing transforming in death. In other words, as I heard it, if you die a ding dong, you get to play ding dong again. Yeah.
Well,
it's supposed to be humorous. It's supposed to be light. It's supposed to be loving.
It is.
It's not all of that holy, holy, holy stuff. I understand, but come on. You go, you, you, you go somewhere to do something for an hour or so, and you think, okay, I made the contact. That's nonsense. It's on all the time. You're on all the time, every minute. And you're making your world minute by minute, as within, so without.
That is so simple, but so profound. So you mentioned mood. So a mood is a mood of feeling, and does a mood create a consciousness? And we know we create from consciousness. What's your thinking on that, Lendl?
Well, you know, what has your attention has your life. I mean, it doesn't get any simpler than that. I mean, just sit there and look at things around you and see that the minute you look at that magazine there, you see an advertisement up there. Everything is to attract your attention. The whole vast world is screaming at you, trying to get your attention, because it's profitable to them to do so. So why isn't it at least as profitable for you to do so? Suggest to yourself. Don't listen to their suggestions, unless it's something you want. But if it isn't, don't listen to it, because you're being programmed out of your mind, tell you the truth.
So true. That's funny. So do you suggest that people take out time to imagine what they desire? What do you think about that? I get that question a lot from people.
You're on all the time. If you take a half an hour and go and sit and contemplate and meditate, if you don't take it away from you when you leave that, then you'll get caught up in what's going on, your environment, and you'll just let it go. You have to stick with it. It's not something you do and then leave off. It's your life now.
Mm-hmm.
It's new mindsets for new adventures. You want to adventure in a new place? Make a mindset for it. Man says, well, I want $1 million. Okay. If that's what you want, fine. Make a mindset for it, and you'll have your $1 million. It's as simple as that. God said, turn to me, I'll turn to you. You deny me, I will deny you also. That's not an arbitrary decision. You see, because there's only one turning. There's only God. The rest of it is all a virtual reality. It is out of the mind of man. You're creating it every moment with every word. Watch it.
That's, you know, when I was listening to your CDs, I was driving in my car and I had to hit stop almost every sentence that you shared. I'm like, that is so simple, but so true.
Well, that's what's needed. You see, I was very simple. I had problems you wouldn't believe. Lazy-mindedness, double-mindedness. And what are we told? Do not let the double-minded man think he will anything. So I wasn't accomplishing much. But then I heard Neville. And he said, imagining creates reality. Well, that's what my teacher told me in the 8th grade. She said, I don't understand you. You're always off looking out the window, always dreaming. She said, you're such a dreamer. Yeah. It paid off, though.
Wow. You know, because, you know, a lot of people might be, if they're in like a consciousness of lack, they may be imagining, oh, my God, I'm going to lose my house, or I'm not going to be able to go back to school. So listeners can intentionally put their attention on what they desire and begin to imagine that.
But you're putting your attention on something all the time, and all of it's creative. If you're thinking for a minute you're going to lose it, you lost it. You lost it the minute you thought you were going to lose it. And as long as you stay in that state of mind, that'll be your result.
Mm.
Everybody in the world is in a state of mind. And what Neville was trying to tell you can change your state of mind. It's not welded in there, you see. You can change your mind, change your world. It's that simple. If you keep it simple, you'll probably remember it. But if you don't, you'll forget it. You'll put it off to the side. I'll do that later. Yeah, later comes. Are you ready now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, just before we got on this call, I intentionally put myself in a state of consciousness about this is going to be a great recording. I intentionally did that with my attention, with my thinking, with my imagination, and all of the above. And so people can do that all day long to put themselves in states of consciousness.
You know, you have to take it seriously. Mm-hmm. What has your attention has your life. When you're baking, when you're stirring, when you're putting in ingredients, is that what has your attention?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
It is.
Well, there you are. What has your attention? What are you giving your attention to? What do you want to accomplish?
So if I'm cooking a cake and I'm in my kitchen stirring, at that moment, I'm probably making sure I have all the correct ingredients in and, you know, preheating the oven so that, you know, I can really put this cake in the oven. So at those moments, me baking my cake has my attention. Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really. Everyone, in fact, what actually is said is that it's the asking a myth, and they miss it. You are, most of the world, praying, asking a myth. When you pray, you're to believe that you already receive that for which you're asking. If you can do that, you walk away with it. If you don't, you missed it. You get what you do want pretty much the same way you got what you want to get rid of. Thinking makes it so. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is, and that's male, female, made he, them, man. So when I say man, I'm mm-hmm. speaking of everybody, every child born of woman. So.
And so... When you say, I just really want to break this down for listeners because I get these questions all of the time. And, you know, and I love the simplicity of what you're saying. So if somebody's praying for, let's go, a new career, when they pray, they believe that they receive it, they expect it, and they're living from, that's already mine now.
That's it. Mm-hmm. The minute you decide that's what you want, and you don't turn away from it, it's yours. And is it that simple? It's that simple.
That's really simple.
I have a question. Do you believe God? Yes. Do you believe God's promises?
Yes.
See? Hello? See? You got to say to them, hello, because they look kind of confused there when you ask if you believe his promises. He's telling you, all things are yours. I gave you everything. I gave you myself. I'm with you always. I will never leave you. He's closer than your DNA. Come on. Attitude, awareness, and imaginational control, that's all you really need. And imagination is God himself. And the I'm walking with you. Right here, right now, I suffer with you, yet you behold me not. So he's doing what you're doing because he gave you choose this day. And then he gave himself a prime directive not to interfere. So saying God did this and God did, no, you did it, or somebody did it, but not God in that sense of choosing. But in manufacturing, he gave subconscious mind the authority, the permission to build your world according to as you think, you feel, you are, period. So start thinking different.
Yeah, that is so powerful. You know, the first time I heard that God is imagination from Neville, I'm like, what is he talking about when he says that? So explain to listeners what you mean I think I know what it means, but for listeners who may not know Neville's work, what do you mean when you say God is imagination?
Well, look, there's only God. He's all things to all. If God didn't do it, it wasn't done. Mm-hmm. And someone will say, well, what about all the terrible things? I kill, I make alive, I wound, I heal, I do all things, and none can be delivered out of my hands. There's the answer.
Mm-hmm. And when you just said God is all things, mm-hmm. I love the way you explained that to listeners, because if you believe that, then God is imagination.
That's it. He says he's all things to all. What do you use to get things? Your imagination. And you're always thinking ahead of your evidence. So if the evidence hasn't been turning out what you want, then you have to start thinking different because you're thinking ahead of your evidence.
Yeah, well, I was driving when I heard you say that, Lyndon, and I'm like, I'm going to have to pull over on the side of the expressway. That you always think ahead of your evidence. And I'm like, I have never heard it like that, but that is so true.
You don't move a finger without an impulse thought.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a finger.
That's powerful. So if a listener wants something different, like you said, change their thinking and change their world. And when they change their thinking, the evidence or the outcome would be different.
First of all, learn to relax. Shut up. Lay down and shut up. And just feel the silence. Don't think about anything. Just feel the silence. Because the magic is in the silence. So if you're patient enough to be silent for just, I don't know how long it take you, because I don't know how conditioned you are to the ongoing drama. But we're all conditioned in varying degrees of intensity and intent to the ongoing drama. But you can go past that. You can go beyond natural man-mind reasoning. Your say is so... It's the say that makes the difference, mm-hmm. if you'll just focus. And that takes patience. But be patient. Learn to be patient with yourself. It says, blessed is the man that does not condemn himself for that which he has allowed. There you go. You just wiped it out. Start again. What are you going to do from this moment forward?
That is so good. That's so good. I'm going to have to say hallelujah behind that, Lyndon. I want you to also talk about, I heard you say on the CDs that we need to be in agreement with our desires.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you have a desire, but you're thinking, oh, well, you know, I really couldn't do that. It really wouldn't work. And that's what you're going to get. You have to be like, if you had little kids, and you tell them, say on Monday or Tuesday, you're going to go to Disneyland on the weekend. Oh, well, look out. Man, they'll drive you nuts between Tuesday and, are we going to go now? Is it tomorrow? What time is it? See, when you get that kind of an excitement, it says you shall become as little children. They get excited. When you get excited, you're full of God's energy then. So get excited about what you're doing. You have to focus on being excited. It's with you.
Mm-hmm. It is.
All the knowledge you could possibly even dream of is with you already right now. Because as God said, I am with you always. I will never leave you. Wouldn't he leave the 99 to go get the one?
Yes.
Oh, that I got saved.
Mm-hmm. So, Lyndon, what do you think about the law of attraction?
Well, it's the law of liberty in Scripture. It's exactly the same thing. You're told to do the same thing. law of attraction, that's just another name for the law of liberty. Scripture tells you, if you want something, be it. Start now, right now. I am that. You claim I am that. See, your inheritance is all things. Whatsoever is the potential. And you're told, choose this day. It's all about claiming. I mean, if you had an inheritance, you'd have to claim it, wouldn't you?
You would.
Well, this is your inheritance. Start claiming it. You don't sit around and badmouth yourself. You know, in private interviews, people sit there 5-10 minutes, and all they're doing is badmouthing themselves. Or they're giving God instructions on how to fulfill their request. And I ask them, why would you want a God you have to instruct?
That doesn't work.
People get so mad at me. She says, well, you don't really care about my problem. Well, actually, you're right. I don't care about your problem. I'm here for the solution. If that's what you came for, let's get on with it.
Yeah. You mentioned I am. So explain that to people. Is everything you say, you know, I am abundant, I am fat, I am broke. Explain how I am works and how people can really begin to use that in their lives.
Okay, if you say I am wealthy, I am healthy, and then you don't change it. You see, you don't hear a commercial on the TV and he starts telling you about these pills that will do this, and the next thing you know, you're back where you started.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you have it's the seriousness of it that counts. If you're really serious about what you say, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be so. There it is.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the thing of it is, people go into religion and that with the aspect of that it's so deep. Well, see, I found out it wasn't deep. I was just that shallow. It was going right over my head.
Mm-hmm.
But when I actually became serious about looking, feeling what I'm actually reading, not secular history, but divine history. And once you start reading it as divine history, the Bible, Scripture, it takes on it's a whole different show. Attitude, awareness, imaginational control. If you get these two in order, you can change your mind, change your world. That's simple.
That is simple. And I'm just delving all of these questions for listeners who may not have read Neville's work. I want to talk to you a little bit about the power of assumption. He talks about living your life from the end. Explain that to listeners. What does that mean, the power of assumption?
Look, it's all imaginal activity. In the mind of imagination, what are you doing there? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? That's what it means. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? And the word thinketh is the correct word. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And someone said, well, what's this thinketh stuff? Thinketh is right now thinking. Not yesterday's thinking, not tomorrow's thinking, but thinking right now. What are you thinking now? Even while I'm speaking to them, they're thinking to themselves. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? If you get that straight in your mind, that you know what you're thinking and feeling, and you're approving of it, you can stroll through.
Mm-hmm. So Linda, in your own life personally, do you all day long you are aware of your thinking, your feeling, your mood, and what you're imagining?
Oh, no. I'm not aware all the time. I'm more than aware of that all the time. I mean, what I do is I set aside a time.
Okay.
To do contemplation and meditation. And it's usually like I go to bed, and then I have about an hour before I go to sleep, and that's what I do, my contemplation, meditation, and also my travel. But that's another story.
Your travel, time travel?
Go anywhere, anytime you want. It's just, the imagination is so enormous in its ability to take you anywhere, anytime.
I believe you. Linda, what do you think about TV and watching movies and just being open to the internet and what's on the internet and social media? Does that diminish our imagination and our ability to really tap into our attitude awareness?
The cause of most people's problems, because they're being conditioned. How did you learn your spelling in school, your ABCs? Reiteration, reiteration, reiteration. And that's the same thing you get on TV. The same commercials over and over and over. They're programming minds. And if they're not aware that they're being programmed, boy, then it just goes right in. No resistance at all. Have no resistance set up, and you can set up resistance. You can set up a security system in your own mind. You have to be in the mood to actually see what it is you're paying attention to.
Mm.
It's that simple. You have to pay attention of what? As within, so without. Because understand, on the without, we're told, on the without is all secondhand. It's only a virtual reality. It's out of the mind of man. And we were given choose this, and these are the things we've chosen. Yes, and even the wars and all of that too. Yeah, we chose all of it.
We're powerful.
Oh, that's just it. People don't realize how powerful they are if they even suggested it, how powerful they are. It would solve 90% of their problems almost immediately.
Mm-hmm. That's nothing but the truth. Well, Linda, anything else you want to share with listeners? You have a wealth of revelation.
Yeah, actually, I like to keep it down to a really simple.
Yeah, I like that.
You think you are. Keep it that simple. You'll remember it. If you remember it, you'll do it. Reiteration, reiteration, that's the style for changing your lifestyle.
Well, you know, when DiCarlo told me about you, I said, well, what is his website? DiCarlo said, Constance, he doesn't have a website. He said, I don't even know if he has an email or not. And I said, I love the spirit of who he is. He just wants to serve people. He's not trying to get famous, because a lot of people would really flock to you, you know, once they know, wow, this is a student of Neville Goddard and, you know. But you're just about serving and helping folk. I love that.
Well, I have CDs and DVDs and CDs, I don't know, all of that stuff. But, you know, I didn't go out that much in the later years now.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want the message to be out there. That's all. I just want them to just hear, and it is their own message. You understand? They have a comforter. They have a remembrancer. And that's what it's about. It's about remembering. But to remember, you have to be quiet.
Yeah.
I mean, the magic is in the silence, in the quiet. And it's the easiest thing in the world to find. I mean, I sat in the bathroom on the floor and put toilet paper in my ears. I got nice earplugs now, though. But
oh, so you upgraded.
No, I just keep it simple. That's all. You know, I usually leave with that. Just keep it simple. and you'll remember it. Because if you don't remember it, you don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Nothing but the truth. But I'm so glad for the connection that DiCarlo made for us, Lyndall, and I just thank God for your revelation and for sharing with all of my listeners all over the world. And you are a real gift, and I'm just grateful to have connected with you.
It's totally my pleasure. Believe me, this is, you know, to get a chance to actually talk to someone who is gonna hear. You know, God only talks to gods.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
He only talks to God. He hears enough foolish conversations.
And so we're gods in the earth.
That's right. That's right. This right here, right now, we're told, is a shadow world. Just a shadow world. You understand?
I understand.
Reality is changeless, and everything here goes away. Everything. So, this isn't reality. This is what reality is doing. A shadow world. A virtual reality. It's out of the mind of man. If you know, I was standing in a one of those big warehouses. Stores with a friend, and I said, how many items do you think they have in here for sale? And he says, what? And I said, how many items? He says, oh, how about 1 million? I go, okay, let's say 1 million. They all have one thing in common. What would that be? He said, well, they caught something. I said, okay, I'll give you that.
Uh-huh.
But they first had to be imagined. Someone had to imagine it. May not have been the one who made it, but he's the one that imagined it. Everything had to be imagined. So God is all things to all. So he's your own wonderful human imagination.
So right now we're living in virtual reality.
That's right. Oh, a friend of mine took me to a studio over here where they were working on that. This was a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the virtual reality, you know, the little box you put over your face.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed it to me, and I told him, I said, hey, that's marvelous. I mean, that really is. But, I mean, don't you want to see the real thing? And he goes, what? I said, well, don't you want to see the real thing? And he goes, what do you mean? I said, you're living in a virtual reality. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't need a mask on your face. It's all a virtual reality. He goes, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Lyndall. Grateful to God for you. And guys, don't forget to visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I want you to listen to this over and over and over again and put into practice some of the powerful revelation that Lyndall shared. And let me just say thank you so much for all of your emails. Email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and let me know how this show is shifting, transforming, and changing your life. And you may not know it or feel it, but you are surrounded and embodied by a loving, supporting, giving spirit. And I just want you to make a great decision to have an amazing week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.